It is our honor this morning to participate in the sacrament of holy baptism, not for one or two or even three people, but for four. And so this morning I invite the candidates for baptism to please come forward and to bring their hymnals with them and join me up here. And if the congregation also would open their hymnals to page 268 in the front, and also please rise. Right up here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful, and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And how are you named? Receive the sign of the Holy Cross, both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. And let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, eight souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Haley, Denise, Lisa, and Linda, according to your boundless mercy, and bless them with true faith in the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood, all sin in them which has been inherited from Adam, and which they themselves have committed since, would be drowned and die, and that they be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, they would be declared worthy of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the congregation may be seated. We continue on page 270, and I address these questions to the baptismal candidates, but in honor of your own baptism and remembrance of your own baptism, I invite the congregation to answer these as well. Do you renounce the devil?
Yes, I renounce.
Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, I renounce.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, I renounce.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth?
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting?
Yes, I believe.
And do you desire to be baptized?
Yes.
All right. And one at a time. Right there's good. All right, just get your head as close as you can. All right. Haley Nicole Jones, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Denise Lynn Brink, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lisa Lynn Brink, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Linda Thompson Parrish, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace unto life everlasting. Amen.
In holy baptism, God the Father has made you, Denise, Haley, Linda, and Lisa, members of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and heirs with us of all the treasures of heaven in the one holy Christian apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our sisters in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. And let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family and have granted Haley, Denise, Lisa, and Linda the new birth in holy baptism and have made them members of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and heirs of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you, as they have now become your children, you would keep them in their baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, they may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your holy name. And finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
Amen.